This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Here we go on Tuesday morning at 98.9 Buzz. Hello to you. Good morning. Welcome to it. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters, and we are Spaziano and Sandy. Boy. I can't believe it's going to be 83 degrees today. This is crazy.
I know.
It's awesome. Sunshine early. Okay, so all good things come to an end by late this afternoon into this evening. There's going to be a line of thunderstorms that could be strong or even severe. So just want to keep an eye on that for late this afternoon. Thunderstorm. So going to come through like a diagonal razor blade, like through the area, in and out, gone. Sunshine early, but let's take it as long as we can get it. Up to 83. It's already 61. It's warm out. I'm like, should I wear a coat? Should I wear a short sleeve shirt?
It feels, It feels like spring is in the air. Finally.
It smells like
spring
it now. I'm smelling perfumey stuff. It was either that or my dryer. But I can actually start. Winter doesn't smell like anything, you know?
No, it does. It does. When you let your dog out and back in, it has this smell. Or when you go out.
It's the dog. Wet dog smell. Wet dog smell.
No. It's like even when you go out shoveling, you do work outside, you come back in, you're like, you don't smell it?
No.
Oh, yeah. There's a smell. There's a smell. Absolutely.
There's a winter smell?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't smell it?
No.
You spend time. Oh, then you're oblivious. You're the guy who smells. You're the smelly guy.
What?
It
smells like garbage.
I know. No, it's not garbage. It smells like winter. It's like but it's not a fresh winter smell. It's not like a candle.
It's wet, right? A wet smell, after a rain but cold.
I can't really describe it because a rain smell is pretty. That I would buy a Yankee candle. This winter, outside, back in, it's this weird. So I can't.
That's
describe
weird.
It. I don't know. You don't know. How do you not understand?
I can't describe it because I don't think I've ever noticed it if winter has a smell.
Have.
Well, I know that...
It's like your jacket. You know your jacket when you don't wash it?
Uh-huh.
You know, and it has that smell of winter? Oh, okay. He's oblivious, guy.
I'm oblivious.
Guys, he's oblivious.
I don't... Can anybody describe the winter, what it smells like in the winter? Like, now it's like that thicker, polleny, humid... like slightly flowery kind of,
that's pretty
is what I'm smelling yesterday, and I mowed my lawn for the first time. Now it begins. Oh God. I hit a stick so bad yesterday. I was like, "Who's whack?" I'm like, "Whoa, geez, I didn't even see it. I should have seen it." And I'm like, should I?
Okay.
But everything started up okay.
You can really injure yourself, can't you? Do you have a rider or do you have a push?
I got, well, I got one of each. I got a rider and a push.
Well, which one did you hit the stick with?
Rider.
Oh. Yeah. Well, then you're, you could really do damage, can't you?
Well, it could dull the blade, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is blades, whatever.
Whack you in the head.
Yeah, no, it didn't send it flying anywhere. It's just like, it was like, I'm like, ooh.
There you go. I love
that. Yeah. Hey, we got some mulch. How you doing? So anyway.
The saddest stories is when I hear people accidentally riding over little critters. That breaks my heart.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it seems like everybody who mows the lawn has a story.
Has hit something, yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
I hit a snake once.
Oh,
I think I told
God.
You that. I was, oh, man.
Oh, my God. With your rider or push?
I was mowing the across-the-street neighbor's yard while they were away. I got talking. Well, he's like, hey, we're on vacation. I'm like, do you want to mow your lawn quick? He goes, yeah, that'd be great. Thanks, man. So I did it. And the first, literally, I started at the street.
Again, tell me if it's a rider or push, because we have to have this visual. It's a difference.
I'll get it. I'll get it. I'm telling a story. Okay. I'm painting a picture.
Yeah, but I need to know what you're using.
Hold on.
Oh.
So I'm starting in right between the two properties, right? I have to draw an invisible line straight through, right? Just to mark it off. I start from the ground, or from the road, with a push mower. And I go right up. I go, thack! I'm like, whoa, what's that? And I lift up. And there is a snake.
Ew,
it was
ew,
big.
Ew,
it was
ew,
it was
ew.
Big.
Okay.
Like,
don't get too graphic.
It was probably big around as like a banana.
Oh my God.
It was huge.
What is happening in Webster?
We have snakes.
Holy heck, and they're fed.
We have woods and stuff. And it was probably a good foot and a half, almost foot and a half long. It was big, yeah. It wasn't a tiny little, like, little pencil-sized snake. It basically, yeah, it took the top right off of it. So it's like Wile E. Coyote when he's wearing the giant firework, and the firework takes off, and he's got this, like, on his back. So that was weird.
Oh, my. Whose mower were you using?
Mine.
Yours or his? Oh,
mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah. That is gross.
Yeah,
that
gross.
Is trauma. Are you traumatized from that?
It freaked me out. Yeah, I'm like, the worst part was not after I hit it and I'm like, ooh. It was like, okay, now what am I going to do with it? I got to pick it up and put it in a garbage bag. And yeah, I had to go get a garbage bag. And like, you know, like,
this is all so disgusting. You know, I can't like, even with this conversation. I'm done.
You know when
I'm
you pick done. Up dog poop?
Nobody's going to keep going.
You take the little doggy bag and you reverse it in your hand. Yeah. I had to do it with a garbage bag.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
let the town take care of it. Let the town take care of it. Those guys don't care.
They just pick it up with their teeth.
They're men.
Lick their fingers afterwards.
They don't care.
Hello there. It's our Tuesday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spisano and Sandy. Scott Spisano, Sandy Water, 61. Going to be 80 or so today. Before peak out, maybe 82 or 83 degrees. It's crazy. Enjoy it while it's happening, because late afternoon, stronger thunderstorms going to be happening, maybe severe. Just keep an eye on it, that's all. So
make sure you go outside for lunch today.
Yeah.
Make a point. Get away from your desk. You have to force yourself to stop working.
Was it easier or harder to do stuff yesterday because it was nice out?
Oh, my God. I was so stinking productive.
Yeah.
I like the nice weather.
See, I get unproductive. I get really productive when it's rainy and crappy out. It's the weirdest thing. It should motivate me to do. I mean, I did a lot of outdoors work, but that was like I had to.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't know. Just like, meh. I just sit there and like, meh, like my dog in the middle of the yard. Just sit there and stare at stuff. How much do you use AI every week? Got a question.
Yeah, frequently. It's my go-to. Like sometimes you know what I've been using now because okay. It's a time saver. Mm-hmm. Is I'll be like, can you give me the bullet points of this article, the most important parts?
Oh yeah,
so I have to
mm-hmm.
read the whole article.
Makes
me more efficient that way, which is not good. Kids, don't do that. Read the entire book.
Yeah, so you're Cliff Note Claire, huh?
Always been.
Really?
I've always, even in high school.
I've never used Cliff Notes. Do they still
I lived
those?
On it.
They still have those?
Yeah, I don't know. That's now it's called AI.
Yeah. I just saw this cool poll about like how people use it, and 33% of people Now, this is the top, okay? 51%, the most use it to look up the answer to a question. That's pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. But the second most obvious, or the second one was just to amuse yourself. From underneath that is all the different other uses. But people just use it to amuse themselves.
Oh, I don't do that. I can see you doing that, though.
No, man. I swear to God, I was blown away the other day. I wanted to... So I've got a charging block where you put your USB cords in.
Okay.
It's like a hub. And then you can put a bunch of charger cords in it. And it's on the desk in that little corner cubby thing in the kitchen. And it's just a rat's nest of cords and blah. So I wanted to take that and mount it underneath the counter.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. 3D printing guy, me and Gert, the 3D printer, went to work. And I'm like, well, I don't know how to design something like this. So I took the measurements. I measured inch this, inch there, 2 inches there. And I went on the voice version of ChatGPT. And I asked her to make me a file with these dimensions and ask me any questions else that you need. And it literally wrote the G code, which is the computer code that you put into the program that makes the 3D print.
Oh, it, my God, that's
literally
so cool.
Wrote, it did its own design for me. It was, I know. It
so
was
now people
wild.
Are going to school for that.
I know. That's a 4-year degree to learn that stuff.
Do you do the talk? You do the talk
I
more.
I only do the talk.
Really? Okay, that's my husband, too, and I do the typing. I have to text it out. You're like, I pick on him because it's kind of funny. I'm like, who are you talking to? You're talking to Chatty? Okay.
Okay, is Chatty a boy or a girl?
I don't set it, so whatever it comes to, I don't know.
No, your husband's.
Oh, for
when
my
he,
husband?
When he talks to it. Is it male or female voice?
God, I don't know. I don't know. I kind of want to say it's a woman, but I am not.
Yeah, mine's a female.
98.9%. My dad's is a female, too. Oh, you guys use female voices.
Yeah, because I think we respect you more. We respect females' opinions more than guys.
Really?
Yeah. Ow. I think deep down psychologically, I'd much rather have a woman tell me what to do than a guy.
Oh, it's a mother thing. Well, you were raised by a single mom.
Thing. Yeah,
maybe
mom
that's
thing.
What it is.
Yeah. You know, the best part of it
the
is...
the whole talking to... That just makes me laugh. Old people do that. Talk to your, voice to text. Like, Ma, did you voice to text this? Because it didn't pick up on your accent.
It's on my phone, and I don't like...
Maybe I should start doing that.
I've got, the old school webcam on top of my computer, the one on a cord, and it's got a microphone in it, so I can just go... click it and just talk to it at my desk. And it'll just, it's the best. But I think it's funny that people are using it just to amuse themselves more than anything else. I mean, you're talking about summaries, like your summary thing, you came in at 29% of people, work-related tasks, 27, learning new skills or hobby, 26%, but way at the top was to amuse yourself. And AI. Good morning, 98.9 to Buzz. It's Pisano. It's Sandy. It's Tuesday.
Okay, so what mildly ticks you off in the morning? Think of that one thing that could mildly tick you off, and that actually is going to make your day great. So I don't know I don't know what it was yesterday. I don't know if it was the sun. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was if I was following James Whitaker's Win the Day action plan. You know how he was on the air with us yesterday?
Yes.
James Whitaker.
Yeah.
He's like the Win the Day mindset, all positive, just positive out of this guy.
And Australian.
Just oozing with positivity.
Yeah, it makes me ill
and
sometimes.
Success. So anyhow, so he was on the air and he's like, listen, there's a 4-week thing and we're going to go week by week. I'm going to tell you 3 things that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do it for a week and then we'll come back. I'll tell you the next step and on and on and on.
Yeah.
And you will be surprised. He said immeasurable change will happen and it will feel so stinking good, right?
Yeah. And now you've been implementing it for a couple of weeks now, right?
We had him on the air yesterday, mm-hmm. and really talking him through, because he gave me like a written thing to follow,
yeah.
but I think it helped talking it through with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how I was saying yesterday, I've just been in a funk lately, just going through the motions. And when I say lately, I mean months, if not a year. Like just, it's weird. So I've been doing what he said, And one of which was you got to do something mildly that will like mildly tick you off. Like it's not comfortable. It's not what you want to do first thing in the morning, but do it because then the rest of your day will be great.
First thing in the morning, is that the key?
Yes.
Or something during the day?
No, the key is the first thing in the morning. Remember, because he said if you could you get out of your comfort zone, then the rest of the day you've already done something so annoying, then everything else seems good. I don't know. He said it works, and it did. Yesterday I had such a positively productive day, and again, I don't know if it was the sun or me following
his plan. I'm not getting any meat on this. What did you do to piss yourself off?
Well,
that's the important. That's what you're beating around the bush here. What'd you do?
Okay, so I did it. Well, it's gonna sound stupid.
Stop being a high school girl. What'd you do?
So I in the bathroom. I was doing like a little mini workout. Uh-huh. So I was doing like lunges as I was brushing my teeth.
Uh-huh.
I did, instead of the cold face plunge, I did like a freezing washcloth and put that against my face.
Oh, okay.
And then I was doing planking, like all like a little mini workout. And I had ChatGPT write me what I need to do, a routine. So I was doing legs yesterday in the bathroom, planking in the bathroom. I go, oh, God, if my husband has to get up and go to the bathroom and he sees me planking on the bathroom
floor. At what time?
Well, when we wake up, it was like 4.
Oh, my God. Just getting up at 4 pisses me off.
I know.
That's my 4. That's the hardest thing to overcome hurdle of the day.
But I'm telling you, it worked because I was like, geez, if I could already get a little mini workout in.
Uh-huh.
I felt like I was already so, it actually felt like the day was longer because I got so much done already before I even walked out of the bathroom. It's awesome.
I'm trying to think what I could, did he say like the cold shower thing is just enough? Like at the end of the last 30 seconds?
You don't have to go freezing, he said, just cold, just something to just put you out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it could even be like, you know, turning inside out your wife's jeans from the laundry. I mean, that. If you go to her hamper and you just turn all her jeans the right side, like.
It would take me another 7 hours because she has 57,000 pair of jeans.
But if you do it every day, you will feel so much like you would feel accomplished. I think that's what you should do. What else ticks you off? There's a lot that tick you off.
How about, this is non-tangible. Okay, some tangible thing I could do to get me riled up, to tick me off, to just a difficult hurdle-ish thing first thing in the morning.
Not to make you angry.
Right, right.
Just to make you uncomfortable, like the shower. Are we totally not going to do the cool shower?
No, I can't do a cold shower from beginning to end. I just don't think it's sanitary.
Just the last 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think I can do that. I did do a little bit of it this morning because I bumped the shower, thing.
Unintentionally,
yeah.
You did.
Yeah. No. That was a nice little surprise.
Or plank. Do the plank in the bathroom thing like I did.
Okay.
Your lunges as you brush your teeth like I did.
The bathroom rug will slide. I'll crack my head on the tub. Something will happen.
He was a good man.
He died of a blunt trauma to the head because he was doing some stupid idea lunging in the bathroom at 4 in the morning.
Not a stupid idea. I just told you it worked. Yesterday, it was just, I don't know. No, try it.
Okay, yeah, try it. Get out of your little comfort zone first thing in the morning. I like the writing the three things down. That really helps me the last couple of days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Three things in different aspects of your life. Don't do all career stuff.
Right.
Just do three things that you have to. Okay. Today I did arms. I did weights today. Uh-huh. My arms. That's why I jumped on a little bit late. I'm working from home today. So,
Yeah. Nice.
This is great. You guys, I am telling you. Change my life.
Change my life.
Breakfast with a side of silliness. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, so you're not going to like how they're planning to make the color Barbie pink the natural way. And that's how they refer to it. It's Barbie pink. It's its own color, I guess, apparently.
This is you're talking about the food coloring and the chemicals that color our food.
So you know how the FDA, in collaboration with the Department of Health and Human Services, announced a comprehensive plan to phase out artificial petroleum-based food dyes from American food supply by the end of 2026, mm-hmm. which is about darn time. Because in Europe, they've never used our crap that we put in our foods.
Yeah, like so like Cheetos and Doritos won't be like, you know, like fire red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, well, it will be, but they're using a different way to find the fire red coloring.
Right,
okay,
right.
So this is a good thing for us. So manufacturers now, though, are scrambling trying to figure out how to transition to natural alternatives, such as watermelon juice,
mm-hmm.
beet juice,
yeah.
carrot juice.
Mm-hmm.
But what about what they describe as Barbie pink?
What do they use Barbie pink for?
I mean, I would assume the obvious, like frosting, cupcakes, desserts, maybe. I don't know.
I thought it'd just be like less red.
Well, that's what I thought, too. Yeah, just right? add more. Right. A little less red.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
So the net to create that color naturally, the mm-hmm. natural source mm-hmm. might require the use of cochineal, which is an insect about the size of a peppercorn.
What's it called?
An insect?
What's it called?
Cochineal, C-O-C-H-I-N-E-A-L. So apparently the female insect releases a vibrant red pigment.
That's
what it says.
Releases.
Yeah.
I'm going to release this.
Yeah. Right? Or something. It releases it in two, maybe three different ways, the front, the back, or under its pits.
Exactly. In their bodies and eggs,
uh-huh.
the bugs live only on the prickly pear cactus in Peru.
How about that?
About 70,000 cochineal insects are needed to produce about 2.2 pounds of dye. That's a lot of insects, those poor little insects. I don't want to be eating you.
That's
give me the red dye 30 or whatever it is.
You know, it's funny because, like, okay, say we have to transition to that, right? What is that going to cost? And it's going to make the cost
Listen,
of the food
let's
go
stay where everybody is staying. Let's not talk about the money because that's not what anybody else is thinking. Everybody is thinking, oh my gosh, are you going to color my food with insects?
I don't mind that.
You don't?
Do you wear
that's
lipstick?
Disgusting.
Do you wear lipstick? Look into the lip balm. Look into some of the ingredients, especially makeup, and some of the weird stuff that goes in there.
Insects?
Yeah, for coloring and stuff. Look into
no
it.
No way.
Like
you
whale
just
blubber.
Made...
Like, yeah.
Okay, whale blubber is different than killing a female insect for her releasing juices. The juices that she releases. That's just, I just can't. That's it. No, we don't need Barbie pink in our life. We don't. I mean, beet juice, fine. Watermelon juice, carrot juice, awesome.
Snail slime.
No, we're not doing snail. Well, for what?
One of the least gross things on the list.
What?
Some of the ingredients in makeup.
No, yeah. There's that. You're
it's the mucus. No, I'm looking at it right here.
That is repulsive.
Fish scales.
Okay,
guanine, better known as fish scales, is a crystalline material that produces a shimmering or light diffusing coloring ingredient in like shiny lipstick.
You know, I don't mind fish scales.
Okay. Foreskin, it says here. Infant foreskin, arguably the most shocking ingredient found in skincare products. Infant foreskin.
No,
nevertheless, the medical.
What country are you reading this from? China? Like, no.
No, there's three articles. Are there, let me see another one here. Bird poop? Yeah.
Oh, you are. Okay. This is ridiculous.
Nightingale excrement, most commonly featured in the infamous geisha facial, is said to cleanse the skin and give it a glow. Bird poop.
Now, we're talking facial. About you go to Sephora or Ulta. You're not looking.
Yep.
That's not an option.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No.
Look it up. I'm not even into makeup, and I know this because I found it. Disgusting.
Maybelline. So, Maybelline products.
Yeah, weird ingredients in Maybelline products.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you Google that or you asked your buddy Chatty?
Hang on, Chatty. Everybody.
You asked Chatty about weird ingredients in Maybelline or any makeup.
Yeah,
product.
You're talking weird stuff. There's
well,
no
that's
way.
That's weird. Yeah.
Slug slime or whatever you said.
What is the most? See, you know how like when you Google something, it asks what it
gives
you other questions.
Oh no! Wait a minute. Yeah. They use the cochineal insect too. Oh no.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe it's insect
that's
poop.
That's so sad. Like, I am almost like, I'm one step closer to being PETA. I feel horrible for these female cochineals.
Why don't you Google one and see what they look like?
No, I ain't doing that.
I wonder if there's a difference between a male and a female, what they look like. All right.
Ew! Okay, we're done. We're done here.
Bring back the red dye! Oh, gosh. Coming up to 7 o'clock already as you get your morning started. Thanks for listening in the car or maybe on the Free Odyssey app or on your smart speaker in your kitchen. Thanks for listening.
All right, so after 7 o'clock, this guy's going to jail for being pretty much a walking double standard. But let's try to make him feel a little bit better.
Oh,
I don't
sure.
even know if we need to or not, but what is that one thing that you preach and preach and preach, and then when no one's looking, you do the complete opposite?
Hypocrite.com.
Okay. We excel at it, so yes, we got a lot.
Oh, of course.
A little goofy, a little random, a lot of fun. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm bringing out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey, 60 degrees, start 82, peaking for the high today. I'm going to get some thunderstorms later today after 2, 3 o'clock on the Buzz. Bizzano and Sandy here. Hi.
What is that one thing that you preach that you do the opposite? You're walking double standard. What is it for you? What's your double standard? Because we all have, I kind of feel like we all of us, every single human being does something and then does says something and actually does the complete opposite. Okay.
Human nature is be a walking hypocrite.
I th- think so.
Yeah.
I think so. But sure. And I don't know if we're doing this conversation to help this dude out who just is going to go to jail for what his double standard was.
Ooh.
I don't even know if we need to. But Anthony Hall, a well-known city violence prevention worker.
Oh.
So he's a city violence prevention worker. That is his job, to prevent city violence.
Mm-hmm.
He was sentenced to 2 years in state prison.
Ooh, boy.
With 2 years of post-release supervision.
Uh-huh.
After admitting he injured a Rochester police officer earlier this year. Now, this news story has been in and out. Previously, he pleaded guilty to second-degree assault, a felony, and admitted he shoved a Rochester police officer who was responding to a domestic dispute.
Mm-hmm.
That happened early January 2nd. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he was the former director of Pathways to Peace.
Right. Director. Mm-hmm. Right. Pretty high up.
Peace and love and peace and non-violence.
Uh-huh. He was also sentenced this year to 1.5 to 3 years in state prison for an unrelated guilty plea, a fourth-degree grand larceny to be served concurrently. He admitted to stealing more than $1,000 from the Coalition of Northeast Associations while volunteering there in 2019.
They help issues such as housing and crime prevention.
Giving money. Distributing money.
Right here in the Upper Falls
neighborhood.
To people
who need it.
Yes, exactly. That's nice. Thank you.
No.
Did he steal money from the paint job on the Ponderun Bridge?
I don't know. Okay. Now, stealing money is one thing. Injuring a human repeatedly, disregarding the law is like, yeah, okay. It makes sense why he got the punishment that he got.
Yeah.
But we all are walking hypocrites, aren't we?
Aren't
Not
we?
To that extreme, obviously.
It's so weird. Yeah.
What, like, who are the biggest offenders when it comes to the double standard? The first thing that comes to my mind, and he was borderline right there, is like the person in power, politician, triggers me.
Anyone in particular?
Nah.
Yeah.
Just everybody. All politicians.
Yeah.
Feel like they're a little walking double standards. Who would you say is the biggest offender?
That's high on my list. That's really high on my list.
What? Politicians?
Yeah. And I think... I can't.
You're trying to edit yourself. Don't.
I'm not.
Okay, I'll say another
one
while you edit yourself so we don't get kicked off the air.
Exactly.
A friend of mine who is a doctor, a great doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I'll catch him on his lawnmower with a cigar. I'm like, okay, so... During the day, you're telling people to be healthy and not smoke.
And don't mow your lawn because the gas fumes are bad for you.
And then at night, you're smoking a stogie. Okay, I get it.
That's okay. An occasional stogie is okay.
I'm saying we're all walking.
God,
so what is yours?
Everything is a hypocrite in my world. I'm a hypocrite of everything.
Parents are the biggest offenders.
Sure, any parenting that I've done is pretty much, you know, don't do as I do as I say. You know?
What's that one that you want to confess? 818-2899. This is a safe space. It feels good to let it off your chest.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us so the whole world can hear how bad you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not. Okay, so it's we're not this dude who's going to state prison. Okay,
right,
what he did is an extreme. The little things that we do is just human nature. I'll confess since... You are so shy to say anything
so
bad
many,
about
I can't,
yourself.
I can't name them. Let me think. Go ahead.
So over the weekend, my daughter wanted to go to the mall with her friend. Fine. We drove to Eastview the entire way, and I live in Grilton area, the entire way from Grilton to Eastview. I am giving her one big money lesson because she wants to spend. She can't wait to go to Hollister. And I'm like, listen, you need to buy yourself a car soon. You're almost going to be 16. Think twice when you spend the money on a cute t-shirt when you should be putting that money towards a car. Ba, 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 ba.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't spend the money if you don't have it right now. Look
right
at me. I'm tightening up my budget too because we're doing this big project in the house. I am holding back. And then what do? When she was at the mall,
what'd you buy?
I went to Goodwill.
Uh-huh.
I found the cute. Now it's Goodwill though, so it made me feel better. But I found the cutest pair of jeans. And I hid them in the car so she would not see them. I snuck them in the house when she was at school. Did the laundry. Hid them in my closet, and I won't wear them for a month. So then it could be like, oh, I've had these.
She'll never know. She'll
it's
never know.
It's not even a big deal.
That's a good one.
But it completely contradicts the lesson I gave her in that 32-minute car ride.
Oh, that must be torture.
It really is.
That was her pain point for the day. Doing something that's wickedly uncomfortable. Yeah.
Did you think of anything specific
so
yet?
Many.
Forget it.
I don't know. Things I told my boys not to do, you know, when it comes to drinking or, you know, that kind of thing. You know, alcohol consumption's bad for you, and I have a cocktail every night. You know, that kind of thing.
A good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. If you have a double standard that you live, that's okay.
Embrace
so
it.
So good.
Yeah.
Just good. Don't make it, like, so bad you find yourself in state prison.
Jerk. Or justified.
Here we go on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, we got a message from a part of the Buzz fam, and she said she would like to remain anonymous, but her entire office is listening right now.
And she doesn't want her office to know about this?
I think her office is cool with knowing. Oh. I just don't think she wants to publicly say it on the air because she's calling out a neighbor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, yeah, you can't publicly call out a neighbor. Otherwise, the rest of your life is going to be a living hell.
Oh.
Living in that house. You know what I mean?
Especially when your house is connected to another house.
Yep. Yes. She lives in a duplex in Wayne County, and this is what she says. We share a wall with our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
We are in our...
Yeah. It's weird to say, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. We live in a duplex in Wayne County, share a wall with our neighbors. We are in our 40s. Mm-hmm. They are in their 20s.
Uh-oh.
We work. They don't.
How do they live there, then? How do they pay for it?
I don't know. Anyhow, when the summertime rolls around, they only mow their half of the yard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small yard with nothing to divide the sides from their side to our side. I want to know if that is a jerk or justified move.
It's like a little house, front yard.
Yes.
Like an entrance on the right, an entrance on the left, probably, right?
Or, small yard, she said.
Or front stairs and a door next to each other.
Yep.
And they only mow half the yard. It all takes me like 6 minutes. It's awesome. Three passes.
They won't give 12 minutes. They won't do another six for her side. They just stop. I go, wait a minute. There's nothing like to divide, maybe like, I don't know, like a path or something. Nope. It's a square yard.
Yep.
And they
there's no sidewalk up in the middle where they could mow their half of the sidewalk.
I mean, visually, it's like
I can see
comical,
it.
Right?
I can totally see this.
So, but, you know, hey, it's their side.
Is a jerker justified?
She works. They don't. They got more time on their hands. What do you think? Let's decide the moral compass.
Go ahead. Call us 818-2899. Go ahead. You got messages already?
Yeah, we got a couple messages. Laura says, does she mow their side? If the answer is yes, then her neighbors are jerks. But if she doesn't, then her neighbors are justified. And Laura, I asked her that, and she did not respond to that part of my message to her. So I am not sure.
So they don't mow her side. I mean, she is saying they only mow half.
I mean, if she is all about that's a jerk move, then I would assume that she would be cool with mowing the entire yard. So I'm going to say she does. Okay. So jerk. One for jerk. Laura says, justified. They're not renting their neighbor's side.
Oh.
Also, so no need to mow their lawn. Oh, yeah, but it looks silly. Okay.
818-2899. Hey, good morning. It's the Buzz. Jerker justified.
Them people that's not cutting the other side is justified.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, yeah, but come on. Visually, that looks a little odd from the street. You got just half of the yard.
I cut somebody's grass when I cut mine, and they told me don't cut it.
And you know, it's all about communication. If they just like, hey, they knocked down the wall between the two, and or just saw them walking in, hey, you guys want to do every other week? Or you got to set the boundaries. If not, that's it. If you don't talk to them and there's a big void in your communication, they have every justification to mow their half of the yard.
You know how hard it is.
The fact that one works and the other one doesn't has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, it's the time on their hands. You know how hard it is to talk to a 20-year-old, get them motivated to do an extra?
Yeah, but it's their time, though. If they want to do nothing, that's their time.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Okay.
Yeah, justified, right?
Justified.
Thank you.
And you're putting your tailing next to his under justified.
I am. Yeah. Yeah. Who's it? Oh, he left. Okay. Hello, the Buzz. Hello.
Carter.
Hi. Oh, Carter.
Carter. How are you, honey?
And Nick. Hi, Nick. Nick Carter. That's why we remember those two. Hi, guys.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Jerk or justified to just only mow half the lawn?
Might be a little petty, but it's justified.
Oh, agreed too. Man. How about you, Dad? How about you, Dad?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, it's like, how dare they not mow my lawn? I mean, it's going to look like half a haircut, but at the same time, like, they're mowing their side.
Yeah. You just assume they're going to mow the whole thing?
Yeah, but if it's a duplex, okay, I'm trying to visualize what this house could look like. You know how some duplexes look like just one house, even though there's two front doors?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want your house to look nice? Would you even want to invite people over to your house when it looks like a half haircut?
Mow it.
Well, and the thing is that, like, I understand where they're coming. Yes, it's going to look really dumb, but at the same time, it's like they're saying that they work. But everyone else works, and if it's that small a lawn, like, they can't find time to, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just feel like it's.
It just seems like a bit petty.
Okay, so
yeah.
There is going to be, without a doubt, a time where it looks silly. It's like a comb over, right? You know, the grass gets so long it combs over. But because they can't, if their schedule is only I work during the week, so I can only mow on the weekends, and the 20-year-olds, they can only mow on a Wednesday. Well, now it looks silly for a couple of days. Do you know what I mean?
So?
Like, you either do every other, it's a small yard. It's going to take 2 seconds longer.
So just because they're in their 20s and they don't work, they should mow the whole lawn.
Well, no, I'm saying that their schedule isn't going to be the same. Like, when your schedule's off from your neighbors, you stick out like a sore thumb and you rush out there to cut your lawn so you don't look like that eyesore in the neighborhood.
That was me.
It's pretty much, but this is even closer quarters.
I mean,
you could somehow say, hey, listen, let's do the every other week. That would be a little bit more polite.
It's all about communication, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
All
okay.
Right.
Justified.
You're registered.
It is. Thanks.
Man.
Hi to Buzz. Good morning. Who's this?
It's Tommy from The Rock.
It's Tommy from The Rock. What's up, man?
I think whoever called and complained, they're the jerk.
Yeah.
You care so much about your stinking lawn being mowed. Why don't you go mow it yourself?
Well,
wow. I kind of feel that, too. It's like, this is a very, you know, it's like, if you don't like it, move or
what
communicate.
What happened to neighborly love and doing things for each other? It takes 2 seconds to finish the entire yard, and I'm sure she's going to reciprocate.
Like, you're 40 years old and you're complaining about kids not mowing the lawn. Get off your butt.
Hey,
get your mowing shoes on and mow.
I'm surprised they're even mowing the lawn at 20 years old.
Well, me too.
Yeah.
I was surprised. But
so
you know, you remember when you were 20, you were kind of oblivious to what you were doing right and wrong. Maybe these kids just don't even know. I think she should approach them. I think she should say something.
It's the senior elder's job to mow. Their job to mow.
They should be mowing both sides, right, Tommy?
Yeah, they should leave the kids alone. Let them live.
Thanks for the call.
Let them be young.
Thank you. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning. Thanks for holding. Jerk or justified?
I agree with that, guys. It was justified. I think the guy who just expects the people to mow his lawn for him is being a jerk. Now, if they had an agreement ahead of time where I do this week, you do next week, and then he only did half the lawn, that's one thing.
Yep.
But no, just sitting there expecting someone else to do your work for you, nah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I appreciate it, man.
Okay.
Hey, overwhelming.
We're done here, I guess.
I guess so.
The verdict is...
Yay!
Justified.
Stay on your half of the lawn.
Jerk. Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
You know, she said she wanted to stay anonymous, which she is, right? We didn't say her name or anything, but I was going to say, now you drive around Wayne County and you pretty much know which house we're talking about if it's like half mowed, half not.
Yes, yeah, doing. How you doing? Beautiful sunny start to your 8 o'clock hour here on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy. Going to be 80-ish. And then some heavy thunderstorms might be coming through latter half of the day. So what is this? You got to hear this story,
all right,
you guys.
Yeah.
This is
so let me put this out there first. Can anyone relate to this? You were called the wrong name for a long period of time. Did you correct them or just let it go? Like, maybe even to this day still, they know you to be a different name. 818-2899, or you can reach out to us on socials. So I bring this up because when I was looking for contractors to work on the house, I invited you know, this one contract, whatever, dude, mm-hmm. over. And I had my dad come. I had my dad meet me at the house, too. Because why?
You don't want to get screwed. I know. Right. I know.
Absolutely. So this guy comes to the house, and he's pricing it out. He's looking at everything, and he looks at my dad. He goes, oh, you brought him because you think I'm going to screw you. Mm-hmm. He even said it. I go, ha, 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 yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so my dad puts out his hand. He's like, hi, I'm Guy. Now, my dad's name is Gaetano. Mm-hmm. Guy for short, G-U-Y.
Right.
So the guy goes, oh, ha, ha, God. Okay, God. And I'm like, no, it's God.
He called him God.
But we're all laughing and talking at the same time. So I'm like, I'm trying to correct him. I'm like, no, Guy. And he goes, okay, God, I won't scam God. And I'm like, no, it's Guy. But anyhow. And then after him, I'm like, Dad, he thinks you're God. And my dad has this big smile on his face. You know, I guess apparently, though, Dad ran into him, like, I don't know, Lowe's, Home Depot, one of those stores. And right. he goes, hey, God. And I'm
like, that's funny.
Hey, God, how are you? And my dad's like, okay. And my dad didn't even correct him. He just smiled.
Did you give him the business?
No, I did not. It didn't. I did end up using him. But anyhow.
I got calls. Yeah, hi, the buzz. So good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So my name is Sharice.
Sharice?
But the way it's spelled looks like Chrissy. If you look at it quickly, it looks like Chrissy.
Oh, I see it on my phone. It's C-H-Y-R-I-S-S-E.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, Chrissy,
so
yeah.
If you don't pay attention and you just glance quickly, my whole life I respond to Chrissy because I know they're calling me.
You call your parents, you're like, thanks a lot, you guys.
Right?
Yeah. When I was 19, I worked at a gas station, and I had this one boss that I corrected her almost every single day, but she still called me Chrissy every single time I walked in the door.
You know?
Every single time.
I feel
so
bad
with it. After a while, I just go with it.
Was she doing it as a joke, like a running joke?
No. No, that was the thing. Like, she was dead serious. Like, if she really thought my name was Chrissy, she could not remember it.
I love this.
I am telling you, though, Sharice, there are names that trip me up all the time. You can correct me a gajillion times, and I'll still screw up Tamara or Tamara. I have the guy who works here, his wife is Tamara. I have a friend named Tamara, and she's my friend, and I still debate, like, wait a minute, is it Tamara or Tamara?
Right?
Who's who? Or Craig and Greg. I screw up Craig and Greg all the time, too.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
I've been called Steve, and I just let it go.
You do let it go?
But then, because I knew I'd probably never see him again, they just, okay, nice to meet you, Steve. I'm like, okay, see
you. You kind of look like a Steve. Kind of. I don't know. All right, Sharice. We love you.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Chrissy.
Oh, no.
Bye, Steve.
Hi, the buzz.
Hey, how you doing, Susanna?
Good, buddy.
Good, yeah. So I was calling about what you guys said about being called the wrong name.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I worked for this really big company for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. I won't name names, but there was this guy. He was upper management. He transferred from night shift to my shift, which I'd been on for about 3 years.
Okay.
And my name's Matt. He called me Mark. So probably the first 4 months in you know, the three meetings that we had a day when we talked about our metrics, everything, so on, so forth. So finally, one day in the morning meeting at 5:30 a.m., and mind you, I was sort of probably an hour before he did, even though I was like a low-level guy.
Uh-huh.
I like to get things done. He looked at me and said, hey, Mark, you know, so what do you think about this today? And I won't say his real name, but he called himself, he nicknamed himself C-Fed. So he thought he was a hot shot, even though he was like 50-some years old. He was like an ex-jewelry manager or something. But I'm like, hey, Chris, my name is Matt. I run about 60 employees for you every single day.
Oh, Matt, as in what I feel like you're stepping on right now.
Did he apologize?
Everybody, I had to.
Oh, God.
That's a great story, man.
Sweet satisfaction on that one.
And then he called you Matt from there on in?
No, actually, you started calling me Matthew because that's my real name, which pissed me off even more.
I love it.
At least you got it right. But no, I just wanted to call in because I'm heading back to Buffalo to pick up my wife.
Okay.
I enjoy listening to you guys every morning.
Thank you, Matt. So I appreciate it. Next time you call up, my name is Matt. That's every time you call us.
There you go.
Like, my name is Matt, not Matthew. Okay.
My name is Matt.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right,
goodbye.
We appreciate you.
Hi to Buzz. Good morning. Thanks for holding. What's up? You got a story?
Yeah. So my name is Janessa.
Uh-huh.
And
Janessa.
No one ever calls me by Janessa.
Janessa.
You were asking. Yeah.
Okay.
Like Vanessa, but with a J.
Uh-huh.
Which I have to say all day, every day of my life.
What do they call you instead?
Vanessa.
Jessica, Vanessa. I've gotten Shaniqua. I mean, really anything.
And do you let it go or do you correct?
I give one correction. If they can't get it, then I just keep answering to whatever they want to call me.
Oh, man. Yeah. You call your parents. You're like, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's not many of us out there, so I'm be curious what other Janessas get called in the area.
Janessa, you are the only Janessa we know. So that's good.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. I love it. Thanks, bye. I appreciate it. Good morning, The Buzz. Hi, thanks for holding.
Hi.
Got a story?
I was just listening to you guys about the... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got a story.
I was listening to about the names, and I laughed so hard because my name is Trisha, and everyone gets my name confused with Tracy, or then they start calling me Patricia.
Patricia.
Like my name. Yeah, but it's not Patricia.
It's Patricia.
Trisha changes the age, I think. Trisha, you think young 30s, maybe 40s. Patricia, it changes, doesn't it? All of a sudden, you're 60.
It does. And then it turns into Patty.
Then it turns into Patty, right.
Oh, Patty! Now you're even older!
I'm not a Patty, and I definitely don't look like a Patty.
That's so
funny.
And
I don't think I look like a Tracy either.
I know! So do you, like Sandy's been asking, do you correct people? Or how do you let it go, or what?
No, for the most part, I correct it, especially at work. And even in public, but sometimes it just gets stuck with people that I encounter at the regular, like at the gas station or something.
Right.
And
I wonder if there's anybody who's someone very close to them, like that dude Matt said his boss, but I wonder if there's anyone else, like their in-laws or somebody close to them who should know their name, still calls them the wrong name.
I love it.
that would be... Well, you know what? I think I've actually had a story with someone telling me that someone gets her name confused all the time because she is a Patricia, but she goes by Patty, and they call her Trisha instead.
Oh, she's...
I don't know what it is with that name, Patricia and Trisha, but it's very confusing.
It is. And you know, life is...
Because it's spelled T-R-I-C-I-A.
And then, are you Trisha with a C, right?
Yeah.
You're Trisha with a C. You know, life is difficult enough. Yeah. Please get our names right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
We love
okay,
you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Sandy, I'll show you a picture of my daughter from dance yesterday.
Oh, my God. What a sweetheart.
A little red
her
sequin.
Dance costume.
Yeah. She's, 5 years old. Allison Sandra Spazzano, 5 years old, had the dance studio picture day yesterday.
Oh, God, that triggered so many parents who've been through that. Picture day is, it's pretty intense. It's pretty chaotic.
My wife works a lot, and her afternoons are busy up until about 8 o'clock, actually, some nights. She's still getting texts and phone calls about work. So a lot of times I take Ellie to dance.
I know all the dance moms. I'm the dance dad, two there, which is great. Yesterday she's like, listen, I'm working from home tomorrow. I'll be done in time. I want to take Ellie to dance. I'm like, sure. I didn't know it was picture day. 4 o'clock.
It's good it's really good that your wife took her because the girls are changing. So it's weird that another mom would have to help Ellie change.
Oh no, they are supposed to come in their costumes, but yeah, right.
Don't they have two costumes?
No, just one.
Oh, okay.
They're 5 years old.
Well, no, my daughter danced when she was 3 and 5 and they did costume changes. So it's like,
oh God,
a madhouse of just changing and redoing their hair and applying the makeup and whatever. God. And dads, it's weird. It's uncomfortable. You can't be in the middle of that.
So instead of $150, it costs you $300 for the costumes.
Yeah.
Oh God. All right.
Yes.
So it dances at 4. Okay. So 3 o'clock, I'm working in the yard, sweaty, I'm covered with dirt. My wife said, I need you. Come here. I'm like, go ahead. She goes, we need to get a pair of tights. I'm like, huh, what do you mean? Well, go ahead. She goes, yeah, all right. Yeah. 2 minutes later, she goes, I tried to order them from Target, but they won't be here till 5. You need to go to Target. You need to go together. You need a pair of white tights. So I'm driving there. She calls me. She goes, no, they need to be beige tights. They need to be. So I go into Target, I literally first thing I find in the kids department is around the corner on the little flat board that goes all the way back. There it is, dance apparel. Yes. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
And what was there? White tights, pink tights, and the beige tights are gone.
Oh no.
FaceTime me. I FaceTime her. Look, see why don't you playing for this ahead of time? Why don't you make me go, right? And then as I drop my phone in despair.
Anybody at the Webster Target yesterday, that crazy person yelling at his wife was Scott Spisano.
Yeah. Did you? Okay. So as I drop my phone in despair, she goes, wait. On the floor underneath socks that are hanging right along the floor was a pair of beige tights.
What?
I am like,
wow.
Like, oh, thank you, God. A pair of beige tights. I got them. What size are they? 7'10". Get them anyway. I'm like, okay.
So she's not a 7'10". She's 5".
Yeah. But they were actually really... Okay, so they fit.
She'll grow
into to my wife, I said, what's the big deal? Why does she have to wear these big... Put her in the bag, take the group picture, have a nice day. Or an individual picture. Where's it going to go? Is it going to be judged on a competition?
Wait, you were asking your wife, why do I have to get the new tights?
Yeah, what's up with that? Well,
because that's what the teacher requests.
So what?
New tights.
They're tights. It's the costume. It's the secret-y handmade by some dance mom costume thing. And that's the most important part.
No, she can't show up with white ties. Everybody's wearing nude ties.
How
oh
about
my God.
This? How
Scott,
about this?
Come on.
I don't like to say nude when it comes to 5-year-olds, but okay. So
guess what they're called?
Guess
beige.
What color
okay,
they
fine.
Are. Guess what color they are. Beige are nude. See-through, right? Yeah. So I'm like, why doesn't she just wear no tights? She's not like she's having
oh,
a shit.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Well, no, the outfit.
You can tell. You can tell.
The outfit is like a shorts dress, right? It's got shorts under it. So I'm thinking, well, why don't she just not wear
no,
the
you're going to be able to tell in the group picture. That she's not. She can't be the only kid showing up unprepared. Oh, God, that was such a dad statement to make.
No, it's not unprepared. Listen. It's going to look like skin anyways when you're wearing bait. Hold on, I got a call coming in. Hello, The Buzz? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I wanted to call about the dance pictures that you were talking about. So I grew up a dancer my whole life since the age of 4.
Oh, gosh.
And now I am a proud dance mom.
Aww. Nice.
And so the whole uniform look, it's just for consistency and to make sure that they all look the same. And honestly, it's probably because they don't want one little girl being pointed out that she's different.
Yeah.
So... it's almost like to help your daughter. Like, they want everyone to look the same, and they want it to be consistent. I am not a competition mom, so I don't know anything about that. But I do know for competitions, like, if you show up with the wrong pair of tights, you will get points taken off.
Oh, yeah. It's militant. If you do competition, it's like, yeah.
Really?
A bobby pin is out of place, you're out.
Wow.
I remember as a kid, I never did competition myself, but I remember my dance teacher was amazing, but she was strict. And one year at the recital, there were like 17 of us, and one little girl forgot her hairpiece, so we all did not wear the hairpiece.
Wow.
Because she didn't want that little girl to feel, you know, weird about forgetting it. So honestly, it was more for her, you know.
How about Scott's comment that if he didn't find, like, some heaven, like, little angel... put those new tights right there at the bottom on the floor. But if he didn't find them, he was going to send her with either no tights or white tights. Isn't that such a dad thing
not.
To say?
Just hike those tights up and save them for when she's a little bit bigger. But and also no fun, colorful underwear. Make sure she wears like plain underwear.
Yeah, right, because it'll see through.
Right. A lot of dance teachers want them to wear no underwear, but that's kind of unrealistic for little kids. I always just make sure she has like a plain pair of underwear. No, like, you know, Dora the Explorer that day.
You need
those. Is intense.
Those are the ones that I wear.
This is going to be intense.
All right, let me ask you a question before you go. Do you have a job? You work, right? Right.
I do. Yep.
Do you have a side hustle?
I do not.
Okay, your side hustle is a dance dad consultant. You would make a killing. I just learned more in this minute and a half than I know.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go with that. Everybody needs a side hustle to afford dance.
Well, that too.
I thought that's where you were going.
That too. Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Funny story.
But it's definitely worth it. I mean, it'll teach her commitment. It'll teach her dedication. It'll teach her teamwork.
And Dad, it'll teach me patience. It'll teach me patience.
Yeah.
Yes, it'll teach you, yeah, for sure. It'll keep her in shape, too. I mean, I was a dancer my whole life, and it kept me in shape. It gave me flexibility. It really helped me with other sports. Like, I was able to catch on to other sports easily because I had really good balance.
Oh, yeah.
So I would definitely keep her in it, and I would also keep her in ballet the whole time because that is the base of dance.
That is the base.
Everything comes off of that.
What's your name? Yeah. Who's this?
I'm sorry?
What's your name? Who's this?
I'm Jamie, and my daughter goes to Stella Dance in Scottsdale.
There you go.
Give a plug to them. They're amazing.
Ding, ding. Okay, thank you so much, Jamie. I appreciate the call, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Hey, next time
have
we're talking about
dance, Dad.
Yeah, thank you. Any other info, I'm going to need it from you. Okay, so I'm going to we'll keep in touch.
Okay, call me.
Okay, goodbye. Now, coming up on our 9 o'clock hour, I don't know if you have plans to get outside today, but do it if you get a chance. It's going to be the first 80-degree day of the year.
Walk out the front door of the office. Peace. I'm going outside. That's what you got to say every 10 minutes. I say we take a break every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes.
Yeah, because when you get home, you might deal with the rain. So you have to soak it in as much as you can now.
Yeah.
If you don't have a window in your office.
Yeah, don't do any soak. Yes, don't soak in the rain. The thunderstorms will be heavy coming through a couple of times later this afternoon into the evening.
Today is the day that if you have an appointment, this is what I always do when it's a super, like, awesome, spectacular day. What? If I go into an office, like a doctor's office or whatever, they'll be like, how is it outside? And I'll be like, it's awful. Like, I always feel guilty that I was able to enjoy the outside and they're stuck in this office.
Do you complain? That's kind of humid. It's hot. And
awful. It's awful. It's better in here. Look at the beautiful beige walls. It's beautiful here.
And that antiseptic smell.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Wonderful.
Cold white tile. Love it. Okay, coming up on the show tomorrow, if you miss anything, by the way, you can always search out the Spisano and Sandy, or you can search it out by The Breakfast Buzz on the podcast.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, Jerk or Justify, because this is what we're known for, to reach out, okay, group chats.
Okay, group
chats. And when I saw this, I laughed because I know Scott Spisano is triggered by group chats.
Ah, yeah.
I think I can get him to call into the show. What happened in the group chat?
Mm-hmm.
He wants to call out a member of this group chat,
ooh,
what this person did. That is coming up tomorrow at 7:15.
Yes, if you hate them as much as we do.
Also, a good or bad parenting, what I saw written on the side of a car in the parking lot.
Oh,
I could only assume it's a 16 or 17-year-old's car. Based on what mom or dad wrote on the car.
Wow. Okay. This is all coming up. All right.
Got something to share with Spisano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
The Little Microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.